The LePage administration wants to drop Medicaid coverage for 3,000 methadone patients and also change their treatment regime, moving them to alternative drug therapies. But critics say the plan is medically inappropriate for many patients. In part three of our series, State of Withdrawal, Susan Sharon reports on another big challenge for the plan, a shortage of willing providers.
Marty O'Brien is on the front lines of the opiate epidemic in Maine.
This is our main waiting area, and these are all our counseling offices here.
The founder of a substance abuse recovery center known as Grace Street Services, O'Brien shows off his cavernous space in an old mill building in Lewiston. There is patient artwork on the walls, a small indoor skate park, a place to make furniture, and couches for patients to hang out.
Did you feel better knowing that you were getting better at that point?
Here, the philosophy is personal empowerment. And as he walks past a group therapy session, O'Brien says he has a problem.
We have, just in Lewiston, at least 30 calls a week requesting treatment. We're not able to keep up with it. And it's difficult because we want to.
Grace Street has four physicians who treat patients with Suboxone and occasionally Vivitrol, which are effective opiate replacement medications for some patients. O'Brien would like to hire more. He's also got recovery centers in Portland and Bath. But around the state, the story is the same. There aren't enough willing Suboxone providers to keep up with demand.
If anything, people in the state have stopped doing it because they don't have the support or because it can be very messy.
Dr. Meredith Norris is the medical director for Grace Street, as well as the medical director for two methadone clinics in southern Maine.
You are, for better or for worse, prescribing a medication that people can steal, that people can... It's hard to overdose on it unless you mix it with other things, but... The point is, it's not, we're not giving out blood pressure medicine here.
Federal regulations require Suboxone doctors to receive some training and certification before they can treat patients. And there's also a limit on the number of patients they can see, 30 for the first year and up to 100 with a waiver after that. The LePage administration has a plan to funnel methadone patients on MaineCare, the state's Medicaid program, into Suboxone treatment at a primary care doctor's office. Mary Mayhew is the commissioner of the Maine Department of Health and Human Services.
Where the research is pointing is the value of providing an integrated environment between primary care and behavioral health and the treatment of addiction. That's where the research has actually demonstrated that there is greater opportunity and greater access to addiction treatment.
The state says the number of certified Suboxone providers in Maine is more than adequate to handle demand for treatment if they all took as many patients as they could. DHHS even has a list of what it says are 120 certified Suboxone physicians available to patients. The list comes from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Hi, you have reached the confidential voicemail of Dr. Timothy Rodcrest. Please note that I am not currently taking new clients.
Hello, this is Dr. Filene. I regret that I am not accepting new patients into my practice at this time. Thank you.
In fact, a check of the list reveals that most doctors have gotten out of Suboxone treatment entirely. Fewer than 15 could be found who said they would accept new Suboxone patients, and several had waiting lists or other restrictions. One family physician on the list who is treating Suboxone patients is Dr. Ira Mandel in Rockport.
I'm treating patients, but I'm not accepting any new ones at this time. The reason why I'm not taking any new patients at this point is that I'm mostly retired.
Mandel says he's been treating several dozen patients for the past 8 years. Most of them, he says, need long-term treatment and are at high risk of relapse.
They're wonderful people. They're really good people. Salt of the earth. Yeah, fishermen, the people who they really are trying to turn their lives around, and all they just want is a little bit of help. And it's the deck is really stacked steeply against them.
Mandel says he can't retire right now because his patients need him and because there's nowhere else for them to go.
So there's a lot of reluctance or resistance or just opposition to prescribing Suboxone by the few people in Maine who could do so. I find it interesting that the governor wishes to switch patients from methadone to Suboxone when there's a crisis, really, in terms of the inadequacy of number of physicians willing to prescribe.
Included on the state's list of Suboxone providers are 37 hospitals, counseling services, and other treatment centers around the state. But more than half of them no longer provide Suboxone treatment. And those that do, such as Discovery House in Bangor, often have long waiting lists. Brent Miller is the clinic's marketing director.
The situation is that we have a long waiting list for people trying to get into the Suboxone. And when I say long list, well over 75 people who have, in some cases, the longest people have been there for months.
Miller says Discovery House, which also offers methadone treatment, has started offering cash bonuses for doctors willing to be trained and certified for its Suboxone program. It hasn't worked. Dr. Steven Weisberger, a family physician in Jonesport, says the shortage is especially challenging for addicts in rural parts of the state, like Washington County, where the opiate epidemic first took hold more than 15 years ago. Weisberger treats Suboxone patients, but says he's typically at capacity.
Our draw is really about a good 100-mile radius from where our practice is. So there's a lot of people coming in a lot of directions.
Weisberger says he's aware of only 3 Suboxone prescribers in Washington County, and one of them is about to cut back. For these and other reasons, treatment providers say there's no way the state's plan can work. Even if all 3,000 methadone patients wanted to switch to Suboxone, there aren't enough doctors willing to prescribe it. Dr. Kevin Flanagan at the Office of Maine Care remains unconvinced there's a shortage.
As you cited, there's 118 prescribers that are listed as available, and if they all have the ability to prescribe to 100 members, then yes, there is adequate capacity in the system.
And Flanagan says the state will work with any provider who wants to embrace its treatment plan. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.